It's October 13th at 22:55 hours. I'm with Captain at Fire Station 40. Oh, you have an ID number? Tell me, were you covering for another station?
Yeah, okay, we were, we're normally assigned in Moore Park, and we were covering Fire Station 34, in Grid.
Right.
Okay, we were, covering Fire Station 34. We've been covering there since approximately 5:30 p.m. That evening. At approximately 5:40 p.m., we were responding to a gunshot victim on Flores in Montgomery. En route, I requested more information as to whether law enforcement was on scene, and we were advised that law enforcement was on scene, and we were clear to the scene. As we pulled up, we staged on the engine 200 feet east of the intersection of Flores and Montgomery and observed several deputies with their weapons out and observed and heard gunshots from our location. I didn't see the location of the victim or the gunshot patient at all. Until we came up to the scene, I was the first fire department member to get to the patient, and I observed him laying face down, unconscious, with his hands restrained behind his back. I checked for a pulse and did not detect any pulse. And at that time, the remainder of my crew showed up with me. We rolled the patient over after we were cleared to move him and started our first aid procedures.
Okay. When you rolled him over, did you happen to notice a knife or anything, a gun or a knife or any type of weapon at all that may have been held by a suspect anywhere around?
I didn't see anything. My crew told me that they had seen knives and okay. Observed a deputy walking away with a knife, but I never observed a knife.
Very good. What about, you said when you first arrived, you saw deputies, they had their guns out, and you heard shots, or did you see them shoot?
I was facing them. So I saw the gunpowder, saw and heard the shots. I was facing them when the shooting occurred.
Okay, and so you were east of the shooting location.
Correct.
Which would have been the house on the west of the intersection of Montgomery and...
We would have probably been two houses down, I would say. Okay. We were still in our engine. We were standing by to get clarification that it was clear.
Were you in the middle of the street on
the
left?
Yes, we were parked in the middle of the street.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. We stopped in the middle of the street initially and observed the shots, and then we moved our engine after some more SO units came by us.
Okay, and moved the engine where?
We moved the engine up into the right side of the street.
Okay.
Out of traffic.
And Did you hear or could you tell were officers yelling, saying anything before, during, or after they fired their shots?
No, we were still in the engine and we have hearing protection, and that we were just in the process of taking that off, so I never heard any verbal
commands
or anything like that.
Okay. Any statements or things heard by you on your way up to the patient or while you were at the patient by any of the deputies, or did they give you any quick statement of whether?
I didn't have any, hear them mention anything. I asked him, based on looking at the injuries, I asked a deputy what he was actually shot with to try and ascertain why he had some of these injuries, and they weren't quite sure, and at that time they were looking for somebody to tell me that, and later they mentioned that he was shot with a shotgun, one okay. slug from a shotgun. In between this time of treating the gunshot patient, I was advised by other deputies on scene that there was another patient in the house on the other side of the street on floors at Montgomery, and I went over there and observed a female who was kind of in a distraught state with what appeared to be some trauma to her face or head, as far as looked like she might have been hit or something like that. She had swelling to the side of her face or something, and she said that she was okay and never really made any other statements as to what was going on to me. I was only with her for a short period of time.
Okay. And she required no medical attention from you or your crew?
Correct. We stayed with her for a few minutes, assessed her, and she required no further medical treatment.
Okay. What type of treatment did, could you go over again that you gave the shotgun or the wounded patient with the bullet wounds?
What we basically did, I was involved with CPR. I was doing chest compressions. One of my firefighters was doing ventilation, and the other firefighter paramedic assigned to us was doing advanced life support with the assistance of the ambulance personnel and members from Squad 3. And it was basically IVs, airways, things like this, things of that nature.
And you never detected a pulse even when you first checked them?
No.
Okay. When you first looked at them, could you assess how many possible bullet wounds he had?
No, I really couldn't. Before we rolled him over, we cut his shirt away, and he had some protrusions from in his back area, at least one or two that I saw, one very noticeable, and then he had severe trauma to his left arm. That was what I was concerned. I wasn't sure if that was a gunshot wound or some other wound. He appeared to have slices to different portions of his body that I wasn't familiar with whether those were bullet wounds or knife wounds or anything like that. And he had a wound to his right side chest with internal organs coming out of that wound, and then the just smaller wounds throughout his torso.
Okay.
And was he transported, or was he pronounced right there?
He was transported to Los Robles Hospital. And one of my crew members rode in the ambulance. By the time we got to the hospital, I believe they'd already pronounced him, but I'm not 100% sure we were. That we didn't go into.
What crew member rode in the
ambulance? Firefighter. Paramedic.
Okay. You think of anything else I may have forgotten?
Just editorializing, it was a very confusing scene, obviously, and so there was a lot going on. So I really, we didn't get to talk very much with SO. There was still a question whether the house was secure, so the guys were kind of coming and going, and we weren't really sure what role we should be taking here, because we didn't really know what was going on with the situation.
Did you ever unhandcuff him while you were treating him?
Yes. After we rolled him over prior to placing him on the stretcher, we got a key from one of the officers, and myself and one of the paramedics from Squad 3 uncuffed him from behind and cuffed him around back to the front.
Besides your engine company, was there any others?
Engine 30 responded from the Thousand Oaks Station, and I don't believe that they had any patient contact with the shooting patient. They spent more time talking with the assault.
The female with the facial
swelling. They spent time talking there. The paramedic squad, Squad 3, had patient contact with both patients.
Okay. Well, good. That'll conclude the interview at 23:07. And finally, one thing I forgot to ask you, a phone number. What's your phone number? Okay.
And I'll, you know, one of the other guys.